Yo, what is up, Stacking Dubs? Your boy Christian here. Welcome in to a nighttime edition of Stacking Dubs. This is the first time I've come to you immediately after a game, and I just figured at some point I had to break the seal. And what better time than the greatest game of the regular season that I have seen in quite some time? Dubs take down Klay Thompson and the Mavericks, and Klay's return, captain's hats everywhere. This game had all the feels from just an amazing tribute to Klay Thompson, where I thought I was gonna cry. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. And Klay had a great game. Just I don't have all my notes in front of me. I'm just kind of winging this, so it'll be a little rougher today, guys. But I'm just, you're getting all the feels. Klay Thompson, 22 points in this one. He hit six of his 12 threes. Played a great game, offensive game. It was everything we loved about Klay, and it was just the craziest thing seeing every time he put up a shot. You know, it's just, you assume it's going in, whether, you know, for the last, 13 years, you know, what's for your side. And then all of a sudden the ball's in the air and you realize that, oh man, like, I don't want this to go in, you know, but it's going to go in. And it did half the time. It was weird. From the very tip where Steph Curry is guarding Klay Thompson, you know, I'm up on my feet like, oh my God, Steph's guarding Klay. Then they go back to the other end and it's like, oh my gosh, Klay's guarding Draymond. And yeah, it just had so much back and forth. It had every matchup you could possibly want to see. There are more matchups than even just outside of Klay, with Melton on Kyrie. You had Wiggins on Luka, and just everything this game could ask for. It was a playoff atmosphere and then some. Warriors home crowd was amazing in this one. I thought Steve Kerr was okay in this one once he decided that, hey, nobody can stop Luka other than Andrew Wiggins. And once he got out of the rotation plans and just made sure that Wiggins mirrored Luka's minutes, especially on defense, the Warriors seemed to settle in a bit and obviously had a much more successful second quarter. But man, let's just get past all this and everything else going on, and let's just all appreciate Steph Curry's greatness. Unbelievable stuff, where he came out much more aggressive than you usually see in the first quarter. In this one, I'm not shocked to see it. He obviously wanted to use that energy from Klay's return, harness it, you know, use it and be productive with it. I think he put up eight shots in that first stint in the first quarter, which is more than he's put up all season. He hit 12 points in the first quarter. Draymond Green also, if we're just going to kind of shout out another almost equally as good as Steph, maybe not as much he was great down the stretch too. He obviously didn't hit the winner and night like Steph did, but Draymond Green equally as great in this one. Defensive just menace from start to finish, immediate impact. The game was completely different when Draymond Green and Steph Curry were in this game versus off the floor. But back to Steph, seemed like he was a little bit fatigued. He still had a good third quarter, came out strong out of halftime. I think he still had 11 points in that third quarter. Then he started to fade a bit. Maybe it's because he came out a little stronger in the beginning. For whatever reason, he's missing a few shots, and I guess that happens. Missed a couple layups, just seemed a little bit more low energy. Even when he re-entered that game coming into the last, 7-8 minutes, not super active. You could see that the Mavericks plan down the stretch just target Steph every single time on defense. Where the Luka has the ball, he's calling for Steph's guy to come out. Steph has to guard him. But that's where you learn a little bit about Steph's toughness, his greatness. Yeah, he was fighting through it. He's a little tired, not quite as bouncy as you've seen. It was the first real true big minutes that he's played this season, especially down stretch. And just, and again, for all the reasons, this game was emotionally draining. And Steph steps up, one-on-one isolated against Luka, and rips him, gets a steal. Warriors go back down the other way. I think they were probably down with 7 at this point, and gets the Dubs back in the game, and then proceeds to score the last 12 points for the Warriors in the last 3 minutes and 10 seconds. Couple step back, just nasty threes, little floater in the lane, just doing everything that he needed to propel his team past the finish line. And that's what the great ones do, especially as you get older. You see it out of LeBron, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, kind of the same thing, is that, they don't have to score 45 points every night. They're going to give you as much as needed to get the job done. So he sees his team's in a little bit of trouble. Hey, you know what? I'm tired, but I'm going to get it going. I'm going to be the clutch player of the year. I'm going to be the most valuable player in this league, and I'm going to go out and get this dub because my team needs it. We've been winning a few dubs in a row. You might even say we've been stacking some dubs. Curry knows the deal. He just didn't want to lose to Klay, guys. That was the biggest thing. We weren't losing to Klay tonight. This game meant too much to both sides. You know, Klay really wanted it to. Klay even was starting to shimmy on Steph, which Steph said after the game, when asked about Klay's shimmy. Oh, he knows better than that. So don't poke the beast. Maybe early in Steph's career, he can kind of get phased and psyched out of a game. And, you know, he, for the longest time earlier in his career, again, just kind of didn't hit a ton of huge shots. Seems like these days, anytime there's a big moment, Steph Curry is knocking it down and also throwing up the hands, giving a little night-night, which was just absolutely fitting in this one. Even though this might have been the closest to a night-night, maybe being a little preemptive, was it Quentin Grimes hit a three right after Curry stretched the lead to four and Warriors had to get the ball in. It was a quick inbound. Steph fortunately made both free throws, rattled them home, and the Warriors get a stop. Again, Luka takes a kind of ill-advised shot down the stretch. Maybe he thought the Warriors were going to foul, but Luka put up a tough three, maybe hit the glass, maybe glanced off the backboard, but not too serious of a shot to go in. I'm glad it wasn't Klay Thompson taking that final shot because, man, I think my heart would have exploded if Klay was taking that final three to tie it. But nevertheless, the Warriors escape with, I'm going to call it their best win of the season yet again. It just seems like they keep topping themselves. I keep seeing like at 10 o'clock at night, I'm tempted to run to my microphone and just get my thoughts on paper. And I've been waiting until the next morning, but not tonight, guys. I had to get this one out for you and get you all that content so you can enjoy it first thing in the morning, if not sooner. Whew. Well, okay, let's kind of go through this one a little bit. We'll kind of toss, I just want to give out some game balls and just give some props. First off, let's just get to the Mavericks really quick. Luka Doncic, 31 points in this one, played 41 minutes, which, you know, he missed all of training camp. And for to play 41 minutes, you saw he ran out of gas at the end of this one. And that's what the Warriors' depth will do. But nevertheless, Luka played a great game. It was at one point just, you know, especially in that, what was it, the second quarter, where if we didn't have all of Draymond, Wiggins, Melton all on the floor, I guess you can throw GP2 in there, but just basically three elite defenders, the Mavericks were getting anything they wanted. You know, Luka takes on that trap and he's just tall, can see the floor, and just too smart, too good. Even when the shot wasn't falling, it was dunks, it was easy looks for the Mavs, and they didn't shoot great in this one. Well, they shoot from three. They were 11 for 34, and they had a lot of good looks. So, you know, I know Klay Thompson helps them out with their shooting a bit, but no one else really stepped up from the three-point line for the Mavs. But we're not here to talk about the Mavs. I just wanted to say Luka is, when he's executing and not exhausted, he's as unstoppable as any, as we saw last year. Kyrie Irving, I thought, I'm bringing him up because he was great in the fourth quarter, 21 points in this one. But I'm also mentioning it because I thought D'Anthony Melton did a fantastic job on Kyrie Irving. That is the difference in this season versus last season. And you heard Reggie Miller talking about it, saying, you know, this is where Kyrie Irving gets loose. You're going to see him heat up. And Kyrie started to, and Melton re-enters the game. And yeah, Kyrie was not a non-factor down the very final 3-4 minutes of this game. And just Melton, you can see just the activity on defense, just great defender. He's all over the place. He also played a great offensive game. Melton, let's see, was 14 points. He's a plus 12 in this one. Hit a couple threes, 6 of 12 from the field, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. Just having Melton in that starting lineup, we'll talk about it more late, a different day, but just that combination of Curry, Melton, Wiggins, and Draymond, and then the flexibility to have that fifth be a big and TJD or Kuminga, who he finished with, or if you need points, it could be Buddy Hield. Moses Moody played with that unit a bunch, but those four, I mean, they might be that core four who are going to be logging the starting minutes and the closing minutes with mixed lineups. It's fantastic. It has enough shooting, it has enough scoring and playmaking with two primary ball handlers now, three if you add Draymond Green. But the defense is just incredibly outstanding. You have three just A-plus players, and I'm just going to call it Draymond Green the defensive player of the year up until this point, because that guy is just wrecking shop. Draymond Green, only 11 points in this one, but they are all huge points. The numbers don't even do justice to how good he was in this one. He was, let's see, 3 of 6 from the field, hit 2 threes, 2 of 4, hit 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks, and just affected everything on defense. I mean, you could say there's probably another 10 to 14, 16 points on the floor that he just impacted, just causing deflections, rotating, just missed shots, drawing charges. Had a great sequence down the stretch of this one where Gafford, it was close if Draymond was in the restricted circle, but the Mavs didn't have any challenges, but draws a charge. Next time down, just gets an incredible block on a very huge vertical threat in Gafford, and Draymond just swats him on a dunk attempt. The energy, the focus, Draymond was just outstanding. And this is as good as I've seen Draymond play in quite some time, just all around game. And that's when you get an engaged Draymond Green. Obviously, with Klay Thompson coming to town, the defending Western Conference champions in town, Draymond's always said he's a 16-game player, right? It's hard for him to get up for regular season games. You're seeing it a bit this year because the Warriors they're a bit different this year, guys. They're not cruising. They're not coasting this regular season. They're getting after it, and they're playing with force. You see it throughout the roster, and it starts with the head of the snake on the defensive side of the ball, and that's Draymond Green. Even Steph Curry, like I was talking about, that effort on defense, playing with force, that's there. When those two are playing with energy, focus, they're not turning the ball over. I think Draymond had zero turnovers in this one as well. Steph had four, but you know, he was doing a lot. He hit the ball a whole bunch in this one. When they're doing that, this is a hard team to beat because that energy is infectious. They play their right form of basketball. And you know, you get guys like Wiggins feeding off of that. You know, Wiggins played, he only had 8 points, didn't shoot well on this one, but I still thought Wiggins had a great game. He had four assists in this one, two steals, a block. Obviously, his main assignment was on Luka. And I already said it, you know, it's when Wiggins was in the game, life was a lot tougher for Luka. He still got his points. They were tough, but you just don't have to bring a double team. When Wiggins is in there, he can do his best, force Luka to his left. Obviously sit on that step back, which Luka didn't really get to that step back too much tonight. Maybe he hasn't been shooting it great, but it was contested when he got to it. And you know, he's going to find ways to score, be creative and get to the line. But I thought Wiggins did an amazing job. And you notice how good Wiggins is doing when Wiggins is out of the game and it's Kuminga or it's Moody or whoever else is stuck on Luka or in a switch. You just know he's by them, and you know, they're playing 4-on-3 once he makes that right pass. And that's when the Mavericks are unstoppable. So you need a disruptor and somebody that can put up enough resistance 1-on-1 against your Lukas of the world. And earlier this season against Jason Tatum, Wiggins did an amazing job on that. And Wiggins is in 2022 two-way Wiggs mode. And with him in that mode and that active, especially on the defensive side of the ball, you can beat great teams like the defending Eastern and Western Conference champions from last year. So Wiggins, I don't have a game ball for you, but you know, I want to split this game ball I have into just, you know, call it 40% Curry, 40% Draymond, I don't know, 8% Wiggins, 8% Melton. TJD played great. I thought Kuminga had some big timely buckets, although the defense was pretty good. It was better down the stretch once they kind of put him on Klay for a bit just to make sure Klay couldn't get a shot off. Let's see. Buddy Hield had some timely buckets, 14 points in this one. Not super efficient, but his points were big, and we needed points when we were struggling to get anything. They were all contested. They were tough shots, but he's a shot maker, found ways to get it to go. Moody, not the best game, but he played some big time fourth quarter minutes, basically from what was it? Maybe like the 10-minute mark until the closers came in with about 5 minutes left. Moody was in there making plays, had a big bucket. Got to the line, knocked him down, a couple blocks in this one. Only 4 points, but again, it was just the activity, and he just did a very good job down the stretch. And just kind of, he's one of those guys that just kind of fits most lineups, right? You can kind of plug Moody in, he gives you spacing, he gives you effort on D. Good enough in this one. Let's see who else. I'm leaving out Kevon Looney. Excuse me, Looney. Sorry, Loon Dog. You should be way higher on this list because you had 11 rebounds in like 15 minutes, including 5 very big points, a little tip in at the end of the first half. Really just, you know, when Gafford was in the game and Derek Lively, Derek Lively. Yeah, Derek Lively. I was going to say Blake Lively. Derek Lively's in the game. Looney did a great job kind of neutralizing them, getting on the board, just finding extra possessions for the Warriors, including, what was it? Oh my God, he had 9 offensive rebounds. I thought I was reading it backwards. I was like, he has 9 defensive rebounds and 2 offense. Good game. He had 9 offensive rebounds. I was going to say, it felt like he had a few, but wow. Looney, you. Let me back up. My favorite Looney play in this game, and it's so underappreciated, but every point matters. He was either crashing an offensive rebound when we were shot went up, we missed. I think he's crashing the offensive rebound, so he's the last man under the hoop. And is it Lively or Gafford? I'm sorry, I forget which one is racing down the court, and I think it was Lively, and out. He's streaking down the middle, and Looney busts his butt, sprints, chasing the play by probably 4 steps. Chases it down just enough to hack Lively at the hoop, misses the dunk, gets to the free throw line, misses a free throw, saves a point right there. It's that effort, the quickness, the conditioning, just Kevon Looney, that blue collar Looney. It's those extra points, right? Every offensive rebound is another possession. And when you're scoring, an offensive rating of over 100, every possession is worth a little bit more than a point. So 9 offensive rebounds. That you could say in the aggregate, that's an extra 9, 10 points just by his effort and everything that he's bringing to the table. So my point is that every Warrior just has their kind of forte, their what one thing that they do extremely well. And whether it's getting more possessions, whether it's a shooter and knocking down threes and providing spacing, whether it's being a connector, getting assists, just all these extra plays add up to the extra points. And that's why with the lack of a true number two score, you have to win in the margins. That's what we're talking about, right? These little extra plays where you're hustling, you're taking a smart foul, you're saving a point, you're saving an easy bucket, you're getting on the floor, saving the ball, getting a steal, causing turnovers, wreaking havoc. And that's what these Warriors do this year. And that's why the Warriors are 9-2 and tied for first place in the West. And I mean, I'm not going to say they survived the gauntlet because we still have a hobbled Memphis coming up after 2 days rest on Friday. 2 days rest? Yeah, 2 days rest on Friday, excuse me. But they just got through, let's see. Well, I'm not even going to throw Houston and Washington in there, but 2 road games in that. Then they just got through Boston. Sure, they lost the Cavs, but they got through the Thunder, and then they just beat the Mavericks. What a gauntlet. They just basically went 3-1 against 4 of the best teams in the league. Man. That is, was my math right there? 3-1 against 4 of the best teams. Yeah, excuse me. Sorry. So we'll see how this progresses. Sorry, it's late, guys, and I'm still a little Vegased out. But I don't want to just say these Warriors are contenders yet, but they are going to be a strong playoff team. And then once they start to consolidate a little bit, kind of, channel all these, we're going to call them superpowers for that each player has, and kind of, find a way to combine a couple of these superpowers into one, better player. Like, I'm not even going to throw Giannis's name out there, but I guess I just did. But just get an all-star or even like a number 3, number 4 type player who can find you another 15 to 18 points, maybe get you some size. That's where the Warriors have really lacked. It's just when the last test that the Warriors need to pass that they haven't quite this year is how do you overcome the best bigs in the league? Cavs wiped us off the floor. Struggled with Zubac against the Clippers. Did well with Gafford and Lively tonight, I will say. But they still had pretty solid games. Let's see how they did. Yeah, Gafford had 15, Lively had 12. So you see where the Warriors kind of hurt, and for all that Looney and I guess TJD can really give you, that's still just that has to get better. Otherwise, the Warriors are going to get abused, and they just don't really have a way around that without a stretch 5 or just a bigger center in general. Anyways, the Warriors went small in this one. Once Draymond Green went to center, that's the beauty of Draymond Green, Defensive Player of the Year. Draymond Green is that, well, when he gets to play power forward at the 4, I think he's the best defensive player in the league, but he can also slide to center and he's like one of the best defensive players in the league at center, which is insane for a guy that's 6'6", 6'7". All right, guys, I just had to get that out there because I am so pumped. That was such a good win. And man, I'm glad that Klay had a good game. He's going to sleep nice. I'm sure
was trying to play this down in his mind and in his heart, but he knew this was a big game and he played well. He showed up. He got the love, the ovation that he deserved. The Warriors fans, again, were great towards Klay, you know, just cheers for him. But, you know, especially on that first possession, I loved it. As soon as he went to the free throw line, you know, everyone's still, you know, loving the intro and the ovations and all excited about just this game. And it's immediate boos, respectful boos, because you know what? You don't get a Dubs jersey on. It's about the front of the jersey, not the back, right? So we still love you, Klay Thompson. But once that ball's thrown up, you get your boos. You get an L, and Steph Curry will tell you, night, night. All right, you guys, have a wonderful evening. Have a wonderful day. I hope you guys enjoyed being able to get my content out early. And I hope you guys listen to several more podcasts and videos today, because you deserve to soak up every bit of this win. All right. I will talk to you guys next time. Until then, this has been Chris Chin. Peace, love, and Stacking Dubs.